Hi, this is JV Torres, creator of The Rise of King Asylus. New Kingdom Radio Theater is working on several projects, most notably in the film industry. And we're grateful for your interest in the show and would be super ecstatic if you would help us help this show grow. Go to patreon.com/kingasylus and become a patron. Or you can send us some coin, whatever you'd like, to our PayPal or Cash App. It takes a lot to produce this show, but we do it through contributions from fans such as yourself. Click the links in the show notes and become a contributor, which you'll get all sorts of exclusive goodies for it. Thank you and enjoy the show.
Look here! If ever there was a more lamentable example of an ungrateful prince, dare I say they could never have had more prestige or privilege than Prince Isaac of the New Kingdom of America. If ever there was a more rotten soul, they would have no fouler camaraderie than Prince Isaac. A boy who never grew into a man, had no respect for authority of any sort, expressed no appreciation for the glint and the status of being the son of the greatest king the world has ever known. Look, gaze your eyes on this horrid display, this abhorrent example of treachery. For this head once rested on the shoulders of a lad whose royal distinction he gleefully tossed aside like a piece of rubbish. Behold this pitiful cranium. This abhorrent specimen stands as a testament that our mighty king will not tolerate disloyalty. On this pike rests a reminder that King Asylus is our lord and master and will stand to be challenged by no one, lest that individual is prepared to be engulfed by his wrath.
New Kingdom Radio Theater.
Unknown and mysterious creatures. They are the stuff of nightmares. They terrify us as much as they pique our interest. We've heard the stories, the lore, the legends, but we thrust beyond the threshold of peril to find another clue, another morsel of reason to believe. New Kingdom Radio Theater presents Unknown and Mysterious Creatures, hosted by JV Torres. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and other podcast platforms. Each episode can also be found at youtube.com/JVMYKA.
Alpha Omega sent another warning to Asylus and his army. He said,
"Ask for forgiveness and seek penance, or prepare to be judged."
This gesture angered the king, and he acted completely out of character.
"I just killed my son. How is that any different than what your father did? Allowing you to be crucified. And for what? For the race of people on this earth to spread across lands like a disease? We are all irredeemable. We are all deplorable. We all carry sin and hatred in our hearts. Our Creator only wishes to save face, refusing to admit he made a mistake when he made man."
The Alpha Omega, unfazed, replied,
The blood I spilled on the cross and who have washed the sins of this earth. It was prophesied and sanctioned by the Creator, my Father, and it has paved the way for the forgiveness of man. My Father loves his people and is willing to forgive. However, your penance has to be authentic. And as for the death of your son, Isaac, that was an act born purely out of rage and vengeance. And vengeance is the business of our Creator.
So what kind of God would forgive a wretch like me?
One who truly understands your flaws, Silas. His grace is amazing beyond comprehension.
I came as soon as I could, Your Majesty. Tell me, what is so urgent?
I just needed to speak with you, my brother. I need you to understand what I did and why I did it. It's killing me.
Do you mean...
Isaac. Oh, I feel so horrible inside, Jeremy. It's so much worse than the guilt I felt when Queen Rebecca left us. Deeper pain than what I felt when Abigail left us. I feel like an excavator has gutted my insides. It's a pain I cannot describe to you.
I would be lying if I said I understood how you feel, sir. But the truth is, I have no idea. But I can see it in your eyes. You are crushed. I can sense it in your voice, the sorrow and sadness. I am here for you always, my king, my brother. And if I could wipe away your pain at this moment, I would gladly trade places with you emotionally.
Help me, Jeremy.
How, sir? What do you need me to do?
Tell me how I could make this pain go away. Tell me what I could do to feel less of this emptiness inside. This guilt that hangs over my neck, weighing me down like a stone slab.
Well, sir, you still have another son. Perhaps you should make amends with Jacob now.
Jacob? This thing I did to Isaac will only make him hate me more.
Don't be so sure, my king. If you receive him with sincerity and perhaps a little bit of humility, he may come back to you.
Do you think he could forgive me?
Well, from what I know, he is reunited with Monica. My guess would be to let her back into your circle and use her to mend things between you and Jacob. She could be your best bet.
You're right, Jeremy. You're always right.
I wish that were true, sir. But believe me, right now, we all need each other. We are about to war with angels and the Son of Man. If there was ever a time to use that cliche, all hands on deck, then this would be the time.
I see no reason not to proceed forward. I will send word to Jacob. But maybe you should meet with him first so he knows I mean him no harm.
That's a smart move, sir. I'll get right on it.
So you're struggling with regrets. This is very uncharacteristic of you, Silas. You've always done what's necessary to stay on course with your destiny.
I hardly think butchering my own son was actually necessary.
You tried stripping him of his birthright, and you even put him in prison. In the end, he would have stopped at nothing to put a bullet in your brain. Now, do you really think it wasn't necessary?
He was my son! I loved him. That's something you could never understand.
Oh, stop being such a baby. You really think I have never fathered anyone?
Have you ever loved a son?
That's an interesting question. Love is a tricky thing.
I'll take that as a no.
Look, Silas, at this point, feelings can only be a hindrance. Do not change course. I don't care how much pain you are feeling in your heart. Because if you waver, something terrible or fatal might befall that grandson of yours. And it would be very touching, after all, not to mention therapeutic, for that child to finally be reunited with his family.
What is family, anyway? Since they are hard to trust and often betray us at some level. And look at me. I deserve no love from anyone. So don't try to twist my mind about a kid I have never even met.
Twisting your mind? I think I see now. Whatever the Alpha Omega has told you, you must ignore all of it and stay on course. Our destiny is close at hand, and that's all that matters. So feelings just get in the way. We are about to start this battle, and the only way we can win is if we keep our heads on straight. Understand?
Let's just keep our heads on.
There was a great rift in the soul of America's king. Slaughtering his own son was perhaps the most destructive act of his life. And as he stared down the abyss of despair, he knew in his heart he had thrown away what little good he had left. Somewhere in the murky dark fog of his conscience, there was a small candle lit by a broken window. A fragile heartbeat that still held on to a filament of redemption. And he entrusted his least favorite lord, Peter Hemingway, to locate his baby grandson, barter a deal with the Drax, and return the child to him. It was an improbable desire, but he had completely run out of options. And so, Lord Hemingway set out to meet with the Drax clone, Russell, outside their base camp. He had nothing to offer in return, but held on to the hope that Drax would wish to obtain something he could deliver and bring home the prize of King Silas's grandson.
I don't know who I am praying to anymore, or if anyone is listening. Understanding of the spiritual sort used to be a monochrome, lucent pedestal in all my undertakings, but now I am feeble in this opaque world. I sent my servant Hemingway to barter something, anything, for my grandson. But Hemingway, though he is loyal and upright, his send-off resembles a goldfinch in an aerial pursuit with a dragon. He knows not of the Drax's true power, nor I of their true intentions at this moment. He doesn't know once there was a time I was a loyal servant to that dragon. I confess I wanted to participate in the Drax-human hybrid program. I wanted to register the particulars of that deal my beloved U.S. government had made with those creatures. I confess the return for this horrific accord was like trading plastic toys for gold to ignorant natives. The technologies we gained in this unholy exchange only exacerbated the uncoupling of humanity. I got what I wanted. I oversaw this hybrid program, but even then, in my heart, I knew I was the last hope humanity would have. I confess I had to perpetuate atrocities, commit nefarious deeds, and drink from the cup of evil. I did so for my fellow man, for humanity to have a fighting chance against this potent monster. Right now, I don't know what they want. All I know is I kept things from them. Small, subtle details that prevent the Drax from continuing their hybrid program. I have always known in their failure to continue, they would seek to kidnap more and more people. It's what prompted them to demand and obtain billions. I hope you are listening to me. I am sorry for my sins, those I have committed, and those I still have yet to commit. I ask for forgiveness because I have been led to these things, for reasons I have already stated. I pray for Hemingway. I pray you will protect him when he meets with the Drax. And above all else, I pray for the soul of my son, Isaac. May he enter into your kingdom and not condemn him for the sins of his father. I pray for my grandson, for him to have a chance to be with his family before you call us all back home. For what little time is left for us, I ask this monumental favor. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Okay, I'm here on behalf of King Asylus. I have the King's confidence and trust to barter whatever it is you want in exchange for the child.
Ah, yes. The child. Why so impersonal, Lord Hemingway? If you only knew half the story. If you only knew just how well we know your mighty king. If you only knew how much Asylus once helped us.
I didn't come here for a history lesson. I came here to make a deal.
There was a time when Asylus Roman, the great American general, was head of the most intrusive, invasive, super-secret, sophisticated human Drax hybrid program this world has ever known. A brilliant human, I must admit.
The king warned me you love to hear yourself talk and tell stories nobody asked to hear.
Oh, but you'll want to hear this one, if you want that precious grandson of his.
Fine. Tell your story.
Well, since you insist. See, Asylus used a specific process in manufacturing special elements in the production of the hybrids. He actually coded the elements somehow. Like he imprinted something in their DNA. We've been studying his work for decades and still can't recreate his processes. It's quite remarkable, to be honest.
And yet, all you've ever tried to do is assassinate him. If you had succeeded, you would never know his process.
That moron would rather die a slow, torturous death than tell us what we want to know.
So what makes you think he'll tell you now? For the kid?
Just hear me out. Drax have attempted to reverse engineer the process Asylus used to produce the hybrids. All of our efforts have failed, even though we did everything exactly as he did.
Well, not exactly, or you wouldn't have failed.
True. However, we were able to figure out Asylus has been using his own DNA, and he was also using some elements we cannot determine.
Are you saying Asylus knows about elements somehow you don't know about? That's pretty impressive.
I told you the man is astute. You know this means all of your Spartans are, for lack of a better way of putting it, Asylus's children.
Now that sounds like you're reaching. I don't believe any of it.
Well, I suppose your denseness is likely why the king favors you the least of all his lords. Can't say I blame him, really.
So where are you going with all of this? The head game thing doesn't work with me.
If Asylus shares what these elements are with us, plus provide 9 vials of his DNA, we will return the boy.
I'm having a really hard time believing your people weren't able to figure out he introduced some exotic elements into your hybrid program. Sounds like a load of bull to me.
Tell me something. Does the king ever utter a word about the hybrid program? Or that his Spartans are directly related to him?
I don't know anything about any of that. And it's probably a topic that's off limits.
You'll need to ask him about it.
I don't have a death wish.
Well, this is non-negotiable. It's what we demand in return for the boy. It may be a dangerous proposition, but if the king wants his grandson back, he'll have to talk about it.
Well, how did your meeting with those snakes go?
You were right. That Russell creature loves to hear himself talk.
And tell crazy stories.
He brought up the Human Drax hybrid program.
And you played dumb, right?
Of course. And they want the name of the secret element you used in the hybrid program.
They really can't figure that one out. Wow.
Sir, I think you should just tell them and get your grandson back already. This drama with them has been going on forever.
I agree. But it isn't like they can just dig up some yttrium promethium 147 compounds out of the ground or anything. And it has to be introduced on the 4th day differentiation of the embryonic stages of development.
That's a mouthful.
Peter, if the Drax got this information... What the hell is this?
Sir, that's not me. That's a Drax shapeshifter. Don't listen to him, sir. He's a shapeshifter. Sir, shoot him! You can't let him leave here!
I don't know which one of you is the real Peter!
I am, sir. No, I am, sir. Believe me, kill him. He's the imposter. No, you're the imposter, you overgrown lizard.
Forgive me, Peter. I have no choice.
Sir, wait!
My king, why is Lord Hemingway's head on a spike at the entrance? It's quite morbid, sir.
I couldn't risk it, Jeremy. I couldn't.
I don't understand. What couldn't you risk?
Peter, there were 2 of them. I didn't know which one was the real one.
Are you saying a shapeshifter infiltrated the base?
And entered my private quarters, posing as Peter. He was an exact copy.
Okay, so what happened?
I had to behead them both. I was confused. I didn't know what else to do, so I just reacted. I figured out which one was the real Peter and gave him a proper burial. The shapeshifter's head is the one on the pike.
Sounds like you were in an impossible situation. Peter was devoted to you, sir. I hope you know this.
I do. I feel... I don't even know how I feel right now, Jeremy.
It's okay, my king. Everything will turn out as it must. And this is just one of those moments that you have to accept as part of a destiny.
Thank you, my friend.
I will say, though, that Peter was working on something that had to do with the zombie recording.
The zombie recording, of course! I really screwed up. I should have asked about the zombie recording. Only the real Peter would have answered that correctly. Man!
You have to make a split decision, sir.
You say Peter wasn't done with the zombie recording? What was he trying to do with it?
Honestly, he was still working on it, so we didn't have a chance to discuss it. So I don't have a clue. I guess now we'll never know. And soon it won't matter anyway. Sir, I know you aren't feeling all that hot right now. But do you think you can clear your mind and think about what you were discussing before you realized you were speaking to a shapeshifter?
He was telling me that the Drax want 9 vials of my blood. My DNA.
They specifically said 9 vials?
That and a special element compound, yttrium promethium 147. I give that up, and they give me the kid.
Listening to the Rise of King Asylus, episode 80, No Forgiveness, starring J.V. Torres as King Asylus and Beals, Steve Fisher as Lord Orib, Adam Higgins as Lord Hemingway, Austin Beach as Russell, Bob Singer as the Alpha Omega, Michael Marshall as Gideon, and narrated by Sergei Brezhnikov. This episode features the song The Monster by Man Destroyed Man. Download the music of Man Destroyed Man on Bandcamp.com today. For more information about the cast, the music, or this production, please visit us at www.theriseofkingasylus.com for a full list on our Season 6 episode page. This has been a production of the New Kingdom Radio Theater in Baltimore, Maryland, copyright 2022. And stay tuned for episode 81.